Blog Talk Radio. Here we go.
Gentlemen, and welcome to our on-air ceremony for 2020 LISA or Summer Solstice. We're on Dear Be Monsters Radio, and we have a whole group of people on today. Stan Klein is back with us. Congratulations, Stan, for getting here tonight. Ruthanna Martifeo, Rick Cusack, Savron Michaels, myself, Nicole, I never know how to pronounce your last name. I'm so sorry.
Selenic.
Okay. And Mike, I don't even have your last name. It wasn't in my first write up, so I'm sorry about that. But all of us are on air to celebrate Summer Solstice 2020, which will occur on the 20th of this month. At, I believe, our time is 11:45 p.m., and it's mostly it's going to be from other there's a solar eclipse that follows up, too. I'm not sure if everybody's aware of the solar eclipse. But on top, this solstice is a new moon. And in all the overtones of Cancer to shade it. The signifier is sort of uncomfortable with an overwhelming astrological influence of shifting right now. Because we're in with the, it's an out with the old and in with the new sort of time gate that we're going to cross through. Cancer is going to be the ongoing influence during this solstice, and yet it's accelerating change. Mercury is going retrograde in Cancer on the 18th, I believe, and right now we're already feeling the penumbra of it. It's a good moment to take time and remember and release the past, understanding the unstoppable motion of the change that lies before. This is part of that Jupiter-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn, and it will be coming up at the end of the month on the 29th with a shift in structural changes to begin in earnest. Which you take a look at what's going on, you can see that plainly on the board right now. We're talking about long-term social shifts that are going to happen in one direction or another, and the majority of the planet is tuned in. Venus, which has been retrograde, is going direct, and it brings us some more secure emotional footing, and thank gosh, because the emotions have been running high for the last, I'd say, 3 months. And we'll have some more grounded feelings and understandings of the emotional turmoil that we've been through. One thing to mention here, going into this solstice, we've got six major planets in retrograde now it's giving us a huge challenge. And while we've been navigating this minefield, our imagination has been really cooking. And our sensuality has been shifting. We are actually being recalibrated with our senses. It's a time of courage and collective health and well-being. all of the issues that are attached to that are highlighted at this time. In you know, this is Aquarius. This is how Aquarius is coming in. While that's happening, also, our relationship with the elements is on new, fertile, awakening ground. And I think it's really important to realize that because while we've been cloistered, many of us, and will be again, remembering how important the elements, I mean, going to have a swim, you know, just the ordinary things that we take for granted, especially connective to the elements and the elemental. It's all shifting right now. We've got a global culture emerging. So it's just an extraordinary time. With the retrogrades running through the summer into the fall, we come into new territory. But right now, the most positive aspects of this solstice are the challenges we face and the open ground that we have to become emotionally grounded in the changes that are happening. The planets are there to help us with that energy and influence us that way. So overall, I would say that with a new global culture emerging, we're in a pretty exciting territory. That's my astro flash, guys.
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. I love it. And the excitement, it's very exciting times.
It is.
And you ain't just a kidding about our imaginations running away with us when it comes to conspiracies, both conservative and liberal.
Well, but yes. That's, you know, a lot of people are living in fear. And
oh, absolutely.
To have real growth, they've got to step out of that. Gwen mentioned expansiveness. You know, it's up to each of us if we're going to greet the fifth dimension with expansiveness or if we're going to contract and stay in the density of the third dimension. So that's up to us.
Well, you know, something that has been going on, too, is that in Cancer, Venus went retrograde. And that means we've traveled to visit some of the, you know, Venusian territory in our lives from the past. And they're basically, right now, they are basically coming out of that right now and into grounding what was good for us from the past and releasing all our old emotional issues. That's something that stands in front of us with Venus right now, too. Sorry, I forgot to mention that.
No, that's exciting. I love that. Because I think throughout our whole lives, we keep releasing the things from the past that serve us no longer. But it's good to hear that, hey, it's happening with everyone. So we are going to start out with a poem now. Mike?
Which one do you want?
The one
about Belitha? Okay. Shadow links tell what time of day it is on Litha. The sun sets west by northwest well into the evening. Zodiacal shows are clover whites, marigold oranges, and ultraviolet lobelias, not neglecting the firefly lightning bugs now coming out to blink and loft. Night sounds overlap those with the creatures of the day. Dusk lingers while still progressing at a regular pace. There is a quickness of knowing with all that happens this time of year when the morning sun returns nice and early.
That's beautiful.
I saw those flowers. Yes, it was very vivid. Yes. So now we're going to cast a circle, simply hand to hand and heart to heart. We cast a circle that is between the worlds. All those of a like mind and energy are welcome. The circle is cast now. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Guardians of the east, south, west, and north, we summon, stir, and call you forth. Powers of air, fire, water, and earth, join us as we celebrate the Holly King's rebirth. Hail and welcome.
Hail
and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail. Hail.
I will invoke the God, Goddess, and Ancestors.
I'll do the Goddess.
O ancient Father of light and warmth, brilliant Father of the sun and sky, and great God of knowledge and wisdom, we are purified through your radiant light. We are empowered by your dazzling glory. We rise ever up from the cradle of life to reach towards your resplendent brilliance. O great Sky Father, we call upon you to grant us now the powers of light and illumination. Hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail. Welcome.
Hail.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. Great Mother, Blessed Lady, White Oak Crone, Goddess, we ask that you bless us and purify us. We acknowledge you as the Great Mother, the giver of all life. Help us love unconditionally. Help us to be open to the light of the world. Bless our minds and souls. Suna, the sister of the moon, God, the healer, protect us from disease. Aphrodite, the goddess of love and beauty and wisdom, give us the wisdom to traverse these tumultuous times. Artemis, goddess of the hunt and protector of women and childbirth, protect those that carry our future in their wombs. Hera, the goddess of marriage, protect our brothers and sisters that need your strength during with us. We welcome you and honor you. We thank you for your gift of healing and energy. Hail and welcome.
Hey,
hail.
Welcome.
Hail.
Welcome. Welcome.
I invoke the spirits of the ancients, our ancestors, who accumulated knowledge and wisdom and left us that gift for us to use in the present and to pass on to the future as we will become ancestors. Hail and welcome.
Hail.
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 Welcome.
And welcome.
Good. Now we have a meditation.
I ask you to join with me in my vision of retrograde. I see planets going deep. I see planets reaching out, extending into the depths of space, not backward, but deep. And I ask you to join deep with me as we fly in the summer heat, in the golden light of summer, into the garden. I ask you to follow me, O ye golden bees. Follow me, O my fellow golden bees, up, up, and out of our glowing geometric home, our perfect living comb, to every bee dream, our theme and gentle fanned rest. Up, up, and out, into the sacred sun-drenched garden, where every aromatic flower's face is warmed by your gentle golden touch. See the arcing blessed rays, how each reachy beam buffets with its gentle caress every morning's moment of life's growing flight. How every flower shines and shimmers with that moment of your warm and generous blessing's heat. How rich the velvet golden flower showers its blessing and casts its spell of warm sympathy that the dear plants so thirsty drink and endure moment by moment into their every fiber and beam. Shine on my sparkling silver wings, thy embracing warmth that does guide and bless each and all of earth with its gentle, loving breath. Light our way with your warm, buttery blessing, for it is only by thy dancing rainbow light We have found our path illumined across the delirious scented garden, and then each diving deep into the very heart of heaven's blossom. Each beating magnetic moment of your starfire's pulsating embrace thrills our very blood with your infinite golden reach. Deep will I dive into each flower's living heart while they dress me and dance me in their sweetness perfume. Your generous bounty on us all below warms us and delights our every moment along the dazzling, bejeweled journey's path. Finding our way across thy beneficent, begarlanded glory, gilded richly with your weighty, golden handiwork. Grant us, O golden God, we, your busy, buzzing toilers, grant us that sweet sustenance from your scented, intoxicating, and so generous bounty. Diving deep from our arcing, soaring paths down, down, down into the deepest flowery center, guided ever by your all-penetrating beams. Each iridescent beating flower's heart pulses in an intoxicating bounty of ambered sweet beads of delirious delight. Cover us in your fine powdered glory as we drink in these pretty flower fountains, nourished ever from your all-streaming generous heart. I fairly swoon and sway, so bedecked am I from your amorous scented embrace. Carry we home our golden bounty from the very shining flower heart, back, back to our dearest sweet and golden glowy home. Deliver we out our charge of grace. Pour we out each journey's bounty lifted from our labors in your scented, richly flavored fruit. Sunbeam guided, every flying moment by your intimate and distant reaches, fiery licking power. Our great home, but the geodesic factored shadow of your golden glancing bounty. Our innermost strength only flows from your vital power's truth. No flower shining glory except through your showering glory spent. We return bedecked, rich, and happily burdened by your gracious garden bounty. So soaring guided and gilded by the great sun's powerful blessing. O great and golden sun, whose unblinking power guides and warms our flighty path, and ever richly rains her golden blessing on every garden shining face. Light, O ever light thou our airy road, and be forever our endless fountain of starry grace. In starfire we live, in starfire we are warmed, in starfire we are fed, in starfire we are ever guided.
Beautiful.
Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful. Pictured all of that. Now we're going to have a healing poem followed by some healing stories.
Yep,
Mike.
Me? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is more for thought provoking to instigate healing. So here goes. When things go wrong, there is a cascade effect. Pressure to function well acerbates the advancement of failure. Frustration fuels the ego owned by the criticizer. Productivity suffers vastly, and quality is likewise compromised. Memories burn long after, and mistrust becomes unhealed scars. That's to offer up as much empathy as I possibly can with that poem.
Well, it's true that mistrust and choosing to stay in ignorance causes a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
So those are choices we can make to change. And Gwen has some healing stories for us. Thank you, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Well, really, the healing stories I think that are most valuable at this time are the ones we see unfolding in front of us. I think it's pretty much a healing to see all of these people risking marching for a change in systemic racism right now out in the streets. I have nothing but absolute awe and respect for the majority of these people who are out there doing the job of making a change, of shifting the paradigm. On a personal note, and basically, there is a healing taking place there. There are just so many different people in these crowds. It's not just BLM. It's everybody,
mm-hmm.
All color of the rainbow, and they're all out there. And there is a shift going on in states all over the country. There's been major reforms made almost overnight in policing. I call that a healing story. On a personal level, is Venus going retrograde, somebody who was in my life over 20 years ago has returned. And there's been a healing there where there wasn't one. And I'm very grateful for that. So I think that there is healing going on just about everywhere. And with all that we face, I mean, you know, folks, we're in the middle of a plague. We're in the middle of a collapse of a lot of systems right now. And yet at the same time, the greenness of new growth and change is happening all around us, and it's a hold on tight kind of ride, but people are standing up for what they truly think is the right thing. They're standing in their integrity, and I think that's just the major healing story of the solstice.
Excuse me. You're right, there's a lot of changes for the good happening.
Mm-hmm. It's very scary. There's the possibility of death if you get infected, but there's also all of what is happening that is shifting. And who of us hasn't known for decades that this was coming? Can I say harmonic convergence here?
Yes.
and the largest part of all of this is the grounding of the goddess. And the goddess heals, the goddess nurtures, the goddess will bring balance back. And where the most, as far as this COVID goes, where the most healing is happening are in places that are governed or overseen by women too. So that's a little clue also.
And then, you know, we have to give props to the men who are supporting the women also.
Well,
so
yeah.
I think it's I keep saying it, but I do think this is such a wonderful time to be alive.
It is.
Oh, my goodness. I just knocked something down, and I don't know what it was. Oh, well, it didn't hit anybody, so we're all good. it was a book, of course, because, you know, it's either a book or something that's going to hurt me. So, anyway. But
yeah. Not when you were in the middle of reading.
like Casey, reading in the bathtub, and he dropped the book in a cut his eye, he cut his cornea or something. He had to get some treatment. Don't read the bathtub. Anyway, so Gwen, thank you, because what you say is true. There's so many little healing, I mean, little, you know, quote unquote, that we don't hear about, though, stories going on where people are being healed and healing others. It's a wonderful thing, because by being healed yourself, you will be healing others. It's just a given. So
yes,
we're actually
it's
go
an
ahead,
energy.
I'm sorry.
It's an energy mm-hmm. standard, and I, you know, I myself, I have a fairy son, and actually opened up part of me that I've kept closed for most of my life. I've never wanted to be vulnerable, and now I find myself very vulnerable, and I never expected that to happen again or in my life, actually, from that, you know, and all of a sudden I'm right there, which is a really good thing. It's also sort of tragic in a way, because it happens at a time when if somebody's far away, well, it happens from a distance. So, you know, it's
well,
all good.
Vulnerability is a strength, even though that sounds sort of strange, but it is. So, you know, having that armor around you all the time does no one any good. But I'd like to do a little blessing and a toast. We haven't done that for quite a while. And, you know, when we talk about cakes and ale, usually people have a traditional idea of what cakes and ale are. But I think we're enough non-traditional that we have some other things going on. So I'd just like for us each to say what we're doing right now, this time. What tonight are you using for cakes and ale? And I'll start out with, for cakes, I'm using Teff flatbread. And for ale, I'm using cold brewed coffee. So tell us what the rest of you are using.
I'll speak up next. Please go ahead.
No, after you, sir.
You're a generous man, sir. In honor of soon theoretically departing Florida, I'm going to toast with orange juice and with a charming, benign, moderate cracker, the graham cracker. It comes from a cause that was meant to be a healing thing. And it's one of those gently adorned, soft, moderate tastes that I think, I like to think in a season of such heat that I want to enter it in a gentle way. So orange juice
okay.
and graham crackers.
That's lovely.
I will be myself using falafel and the most delicious, freshly made wild berry green iced tea. But when I say freshly made, they grind it right in front of you with the fresh berries and herbs.
Ooh.
It is spectacular.
But you said falafel, and that's a food group, you know.
Well, it's a food group, but it's just delicious. I happened to have some left over, and I had magnificent hummus and falafel for dinner last night, and I had some left over and figured it would be
okay. Yes. So, Nicole, Gwen, Mike.
So, I will be, since I'm gluten intolerant, I have some nice gluten-free cupcakes and some wonderful chai tea that I will be celebrating with.
Okay.
Delicious.
Good.
I love chai tea. It's very warming and comforting.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we actually have, and I'm going to have a small piece of multi-sprinkle cake.
you know, like the multi-sprinkled donut, but it's a cake.
Yes, lightly sprinkled.
Now that sounds delicious.
And I have a salted caramel whiskey for my ale.
Okay. Good. Mike?
Well, if you're a junk food pagan, Twinkies and soda pop.
That's
there is no wrong answer as to what we're going to have.
If you're a highway pagan like I am, coffee and donuts.
Yes.
And whenever I'm officiating a ritual, especially full moon rituals, I'll get the donut holes, and depending on what it is, I'll like get the white powdered ones for a full moon and the chocolate ones for a new moon, and use whatever juice that's available, ranging from apple juice to grape juice to Hawaiian punch.
Okay, well, wow, we ran the gambit from healthy to killer food, and we hit on a few different countries. I mean, a couple, I guess. Falafel, Middle East, just like the test, is Ethiopian. Graham
America.
Is, I think, very American. And donuts, I think that's pretty American, too. And it seems like donuts won out with our junk food pagans here. That's like, oh, my goodness. Okay, so let's tie your cakes and ale, your donuts and orange juice
kayak,
and
right?
Things like that. And join me in blessing them. Also, from the farmers who tilled and planted, to those who harvested, to the truckers that deliver these grains, herbs, spices, fruits, vegetables to our local stores, we send them all thanks and blessings, and we ask for their continued safety.
Yeah.
And then from the good energy of all of those along the Whole Food links, we ask for our own blessings and the blessings of all. We want to bless this food and drink from everywhere and let it do good things for our body. So the toast is to the Lord, to the Lady, and to us.
To the Lord, to the
Lord,
Lady,
the Lady,
and
to us.
Mm-hmm. Lord,
so
the Lady,
Lord,
so motive.
Lady, so motive.
And drink and have a chomp. And of course, you know, those of you with that real soft stuff, we won't hear a thing, like donuts. Although I shouldn't talk because tough flatbread is soft also. But anyway, we're going to talk just a little bit. Gwen mentioned how she has been reunited with someone from 20 years ago. And that's happened to me recently. We didn't part on horrible terms, but we had been one time much closer than, you know, a couple things had happened, and I had had to sort of put her out of my life. And now, after decades, we've reconnected and are looking forward to down the road meeting again. And it's a wonderful feeling. And it's so strange, after decades, she was like my little sister. And we still, our views on so many things coincide with each other, and on things that we never even talked about back when we were roommates and everything. And that to me is really funny. Ironically strange that going our total separate ways, we came to the same, we're still on the same road as each other. And that just seems like a blessing. I'm very happy about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That's
but,
pretty
you know,
cool.
Even with this Mercury thingy, I mean, I've been having a pretty good week. And today, oh my goodness, I found some of my silver rings that I thought were lost, long gone. Of course, now I have the fun of, you know, shining them or cleaning them. But even better than that, with them was my mother's wedding band. And
I
was sure that I had lost that. I had put it away somewhere years ago when I was working someplace I couldn't wear it at work. And then I never found it. And it was with those rings. So, I mean, I just feel so blessed. It's a good time for me on a personal
level.
Yeah,
no, that's wonderful, Ross. Congratulations.
Yeah, that really did something for me. Yeah, thank you.
That's a great feeling.
So what all, actually on Saturday, does anybody have major plans to welcome in the solstice, or?
Well, we're
going
to have a bonfire.
A bonfire, yes.
Nice.
I'm sorry, Mike.
That's all right. I have the preliminary, some notes of a poem that I've been trying to write a poem for each of the minor Sabbaths.
Hmm.
And I'm up to the final one now, Litha.
Okay.
That's good. The whole creative thing is, I feel like a lot of mine is bursting forth in the last maybe couple of years, but now especially, I don't understand it, but I'm happy about that. So, Gwen, you're going to have a bonfire?
We're yet. Debbie will call the quarters and we'll toast, you know, bring the goddess down and celebrate solstice and give to the earth and be grateful for all of the good things that have been happening. I mean, we've been able to survive and not get sick. We're in a place right now where it's kind of scary out there. It's not just that people aren't being socially distant or wearing masks. It's that our ICUs are filled and they're not talking about it, and it's getting weird. In the next week, I'm kind of, but we're good. The thing is, we're good, and most of the people around me in my neighborhood I see seem to be all right, and there is a lot to be grateful for, the changes that are happening and all of that, and I'm very happy about that.
Yeah.
I'm very happy about being grateful that, you know, the bills are paid. Knock wood, and we're I'm pouring at my bench and sending out little bottles extra in every pack of Steve's oil and rescue remedy for people to use, and doing my job. I'm really very, very happy about that. And I seem to have reached back into the past and have something very wonderful to hold on to in the moment. So
that sounds wonderful. That
sounds great.
No bitch in here.
I'll post on Saturday. cleansing and calling in the quarters and gods and goddesses and doing my own small celebration.
Yeah.
But I'm in the city, so I'm not like out, you know, in land where I can go out and have a bonfire or do anything. So I'll probably just be home.
But that's still, I mean, there's something about knowing that you're joining with other people around the world doing the same thing within the same,
mm-hmm.
you know, period of hours. I mean,
yeah.
It's such a good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's
a unity. Tapping into the energy. How about
yes.
you, Rick?
Well, we're in the process of trying to wrap up our time in Florida. And oddly enough, you know, with Mercury retrograde, we've had things pop up that just prevent us from leaving so far. So we have a relocation that's going to happen over the weekend. So I will view this as progress, not a retrenchment.
Wow. So you're going up there this weekend?
Well, no. We were hoping to leave on Friday and head north, but we've had some things arise that mean that we really can't do that just yet.
Oh.
And so we're... Our plans are modified, but like I said, you know, given Mercury being retrograde, I can't say I'm entirely surprised. But, you know, we try to regard every moment as the direct dealing of God with our soul and try to be graceful about the interesting terrain that we are traversing.
Yes. Literally
what's
a figure
of speech.
Absolutely.
What's your,
absolutely.
What's your destination this time, Rick?
Well,
I'm not getting all the misses.
No, it's okay. Theoretically, we're headed to either northeastern Tennessee or western North Carolina, somewhere in that zone. That's the plan. So we'll see what the reality has in store for us, but that's the plan. And we've done investigation, and we have contacts up there. And, you know, I would say something silly like my original plan was to be near a university town so we could attend festivals and conferences and libraries and concerts and theater. But right now there's not a lot of that kind of activity going on. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah. Well, either of those places should give you plenty of high hills.
Definitely.
That's the Appalachia. So,
my old
stomping ground up by Grandfather Mountain, Avery County.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we'll see, you know. We try to be, you know, positive and see what the next adventure is like. And, you know, thank goodness I have a good partner who makes so many of life's challenges more positive.
Yeah, that's wonderful to have. Yes, so thankful for us.
Maybe you can get another book out of this adventure.
There you go.
Oh, that's for sure. That's for sure. I've been working
sure,
on it.
For sure, yes. And, yeah, if you settle in that area, you may as well be aware that there will be some of us who think, oh, we have a friend there. We can stop there and then hike part of the trail and go back there and, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
You never know.
Absolutely.
But take that into consideration. You may have visitors that you weren't planning on having.
Our door will always be open to good people.
I know. Yeah. That's wonderful, Rick. That's wonderful. Okay. So, Dave, what are you going to do?
I'm going to be having a family picnic. My older son has just gotten engaged and found out that he and his new fiance will be having a child in January.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. And I will be getting to see my two older grandchildren for the first time in several years from my older son's previous relationship. They'll be coming up to New York for a visit for a couple of weeks. So I'll get to see them for the first time in ages.
Afterwards,
my younger son and I will be doing a ritual together. Little Davron Jr. is starting to learn his craft and will be conducting his first ritual.
Wow.
Oh, right. Wow. So you've got, good things planned. That's wonderful.
That sounds exciting.
I'm looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun, especially the younger son. I'm very, very close with my younger son, and I'm very pleased to see him following his dad's footsteps. The older one was never interested and became a Christian minister. He does ministerial work. He's been around the country for a while, or around the world for a while. Missionary, thank you. A Christian missionary.
Mm-hmm.
And a minister. So he went the exact opposite direction, but each their own.
There you go.
That's Dan? One of the joys or whatever I think of being a parent. I mean, you raise them the best you can, and you let them, you teach them to stand on their own two feet and to have their own beliefs and ideas. So,
absolutely.
That's where they go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Follow their fascination.
Mm-hmm.
And I, not being a parent of two-leggeds, I think that would probably be hard, and you have to really work on yourself to be able to let them go their own way, because it seems like as a parent you would be seeing like the pitfalls and everything and want to warn them off, but that does no good. So
no,
it's a hard job.
They gotta learn on their own.
Yeah.
My mom actually told me that after my confirmation that it was up to me. She trusted me to go find my own spiritual way at 15. You can either go to Mass with us or find your own way.
I think that's a great gift to give to a child or a teenager, whatever. It's, but that was scary for her, I'm sure.
My mother was
the right thing to do.
Enthusiastic about my choices after confirmation.
Say that again, I'm sorry. What?
I said my mother was slightly less enthusiastic about my spiritual death.
Yeah. Well, it's different folks and different strokes, right?
Absolutely.
But this is the time of creativity. Mike was talking about working on the poems for the lesser holidays, and Rick was talking about, after Nicole nudged him, about a new book, and Gwen is boring. So, Dave, creativity. What are you doing that is creative now?
Creativity. I have been, for many years, I've been a professional photographer, but over the last several years, I haven't done as much with it as I would like due to other responsibilities and obligations. And I've been breaking the camera out, and I bought my younger son some very nice camera equipment, and we've been going out and taking pictures of nature and wildlife and some of the protests that have been going on and historic events happening in our area. So it's been a lot of fun doing that kind of creative work.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
There are a few photographers out there cataloging the what is going on these days. I've just noticed in my own a friend of mine's brother is doing, well, he works for the Dallas Tribune, but he's following it all out there, and You know, it's crazy, but it's not. All the major cities across the world have been marching as much as we have been for the mm-hmm. same reason, in alignment with America. It's amazing.
It's not just the major cities. I have seen something that I never thought I'd see. Actually, three things. And that is there have been a number of small towns, as as 3,000 people, which mm-hmm. is a relatively small town, having protests. I've seen people actually cleaning up after the stuff going on, which
mm-hmm.
I've never seen in this country before. Seen
wow.
it in Cairo,
mm-hmm.
Egypt, when they were out there cleaning up right afterwards. And
yep.
some of them are trying to act responsible. I first seen it in Cairo where they were surrounding their museums to protect their antiquities. They know the value of it. Well, in Louisville, Kentucky, what looked like a very young police officer got separated from his group, and a whole bunch of other protesters surrounded him, locked arms, and protected him.
Yeah, I saw that.
But
that's
to
wonderful.
See people cleaning up the mess that's been made and actually turning over people, throwing rocks, turning them over to the police, now they're starting to act responsible, doing this the right way.
Well, you have over 70% of this country in favor of these marches. You
mm-hmm.
have, did you, what shocked me was, the, I don't know if it was a week or 4 days ago, I turned on the, you know, the dang cable, and I saw a live picture in front of Parliament of thousands of people with masks on, mostly, protesting, and I saw signs that said, I can't breathe, and, you know, Black Lives Matter, and George Floyd's name in these signs. And then what was most incredible was 2 days ago, I guess it was, there was another protest in London, and there were people there who were saying, no, you shouldn't be protesting, you know, the controversial side. And this large, two large men, one white guy who was protesting the protesters, and one large black man who was protesting for, you know, the injustice of systemic racism. And the white guy started to lose it. He was probably dehydrated or something, and he started to go down. And this black man walked over, picked him up, and took him to safety and made sure, you know, paramedics got to him or medics got to him. Now, that picture appeared, I think, on The Independent, the front page of The Independent. But it was an amazing picture. Amazing
yeah.
sentiment behind it.
Was yeah,
that the
when people act like that. Yeah. And sometimes it takes this type of a thing to bring out the good in people. I mean, you know, because basically I think most people are really good people and their intentions are good, even if they do disagree with me. But sometimes we don't even know ourselves until we're faced with something. We don't know how we're going to react. We don't even know sometimes what we're going to say or how we feel. That's why I think writing is such a good thing, because sometimes you start out writing and all of a sudden you end up with, wow, I didn't really ever think about that, or I didn't know I felt that way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Yeah.
It's been an amazing
time. Does anybody have anything else they'd like to add or talk about, mention, promote, anything before we do our goodbyes?
Well, this particular year we've had a number of what's called calendar comets. Because it's the year 2020, we had 0101, and then we had 22, February 2nd, February 20th. And there's in December this year, there's going to be a super close conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter. And then in October 13th falls on a Tuesday. Tuesday is a day of the week for Mars. And October 13th this year, Mars comes in opposition.
So what will that entail?
Well, I'm going to be making a special broom for that.
Yes, Mike makes and sells these wonderful, crazy brooms.
with title.
Right.
Ooh. Department of Magical Vehicles.
Yes, you get a title when you buy a broom from Mike.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Bethan.
If Mike were online, he could, you know, like send pictures and everything. But right now, he's not. So.
Yeah, I'm stuck with a good old-fashioned telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I can do more with my telephone than my first few computers these
days. Hey, I got a rotary dial phone in the garage yet that'll work when none others will.
That's right.
Yeah,
only
I
one
that
works,
obviously.
Amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, and it looks like one of those modern fancy ones. The style of it, anyway.
Yeah. I had one in my garage for years, and it worked and worked, and one day I tried it and it didn't work. Called the phone company and they said, huh, what do you know? The phone wires have been broken for years, it looks like. And because everybody's on VoIP now, nobody even noticed that it wasn't working anymore. So,
wow.
So they wouldn't fix it, and I no longer have a rotary phone. Oh, well.
Oh, they wouldn't fix it. Oh.
No, because no one in my area uses, including me, uses, we all use fiber optic voice over internet phones.
Right.
Amazing.
Great.
How time.
Fortunately, where I work, they have kept all their old equipment here and kept it in good shape. So push button and rotary dial and computer dial up and everything else still works.
Yeah, that's great.
Do they still have a dial-up connection for phones? I imagine they do, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember that.
There's a few places around. Yeah, there's a few places around that still have the old brass rotary, you know, electric magnet dialing system. You can hear, and if you dial certain numbers around the country, you can still hear them click as they kick in. You don't have any of the operators anymore except a handful of, there's like four or five historical places that still have, and they only use them part-time, like on a weekend or something, where they have an actual operator for the five phone numbers or whatever in the little museum complex. There was one in Iowa for a while, but I think it's shut down because they couldn't find anybody that knew how to run the switchboard anymore.
I know how to run a switchboard. I've done that. Wow, that's amazing.
I think the last one that was official was in Maine, and they only had like 23 people on the line, and they had a capacity for like 80. That's how old it was. Two-digit numbers.
Yeah, well, you know, Maine has a lot of freaky stuff.
Well, this was way up in the Appalachian Mountains, way in the back area.
yeah, off the logger trail.
Just about. They kept it because it was so reliable and there were so few people that was there. And they didn't see any reason to really mess with it. Until
they broke, don't fix it.
Eventually they had to give it up because they needed to get the 911 system in.
Yeah, no,
I think Maine sounds like a very interesting place where people seem to still have some of that thinking for themselves thing going on.
In the league. this must be a conspiracy. I got somebody pushing me to go to Maine right now.
Ah.
I'm like, Chancellor, you're going to like it up here a lot better. Yeah. Ice and snow.
I don't know. That might, it might be fun, at least for a vacation or something.
PBS did a special about Maine, and there's two types of Maine. All the stuff on the south side near the coast, all the big cities, and all the rest of Maine, which is much more, not rural, but more wild country and farther away from your neighbors and all that. And the two don't see eye to eye on stuff.
I send money occasionally to a place in Maine, Brownville. I think, is that, that's in Maine. And they're the place that has the food pantry for deer. So they feed the deer from December through April. And they of course, the turkeys, the wild turkeys come too, which always make me laugh.
Mm-hmm. They do that around the towns too in Maine. I mean, Maine is, being so long in Massachusetts and running up to Bar Harbor a few times in Algonquin, you know, Massachusetts used to find Maine, you know, we call Maine freaky. It's just freaky. Not in a bad way. They're downeasters, you know.
Yeah. But they have, I think, I've never been there, but everything I've seen about Maine is just gorgeous. But every place has its beauty.
That's right.
So wherever we're all living, it's beautiful. Maybe we get tired of it sometimes, or we don't notice it that much.
Well, we get used to where we're living, and we see it
too often
to appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, the first time I went back to the West, after, you know, I lived there for quite a while, and when I went back, I stood in the middle of the street and cried because it was so nice to have mountains around me, and it was something that when I lived there, I didn't really appreciate it like I could have.
Yeah.
And because you just sort of get used to it and take it for granted.
It's true. Well, Rick says he's going up to the western part of North Carolina or the eastern part of the United States. And I know that whole area very well. I lived there for a few years, worked on a little local newspaper, and I loved it very much. But I will say this, if I'm away from the ocean too long, it starts to bother me.
I could understand that.
It could be all in my mind because, after all, I spent half my life in upstate New York and the rest of it down here on the water, back and forth. And then when I lived in Boston, I was right on the water, on the ocean. So it was, but boy, you can only get into the ocean in the Northeast in July and August, and your skin's still going to get red. It's cold.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's like Michigan. It's cold.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to have a wetsuit on to surf.
I guess we're going to do our goodbyes. I just like to wish everybody a really, really wonderful Lilith, a wonderful Litha, not Lilith, sorry, Litha. Summer solstice, and I hope that everyone stays well and takes advantage of this chance to really expand and grow. I think it's a wonderful opportunity. So then let's do our goodbyes. We'll just in reverse. We'll do Ancestors, Goddess, God, Quarters, and we'll open the circle.
Thank you, Ancestors, for all that you have done. And we appreciate the gifts of knowledge and wisdom that you have passed on to us. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
May it be.
Great Goddess, Mother of the Earth, Luna, Aphrodite, Artemis, and Hera, thank you for your presence in our sacred rite and for your ongoing presence in our lives. We bid you hail and farewell. So mote it be.
Hail and farewell.
Farewell.
So mote it be.
So mote it be. O radiant Sky Father, bestower of knowledge and illumination, thank you for joining us this night. Thank you for lighting our path out of darkness always. Be with us now and forever. Hail and farewell.
Hail.
Hail.
Farewell.
Guardians of the north, west, south, and east, we release you now as we go forth to feast. Powers of earth, water, fire, and air, thank you for the powers which you share. Hail and farewell.
As we bring down our circle, we thank all the unseens and those who also felt. We bid them a fond farewell for now. And as we always say then, the circle is open but never broken. As above, so below. As universe, so the soul. As without, so within. Blessed be. Merry meet and merry part and merry meet again.
Merry
thank
meet
you,
again.
Everyone.
Merry part.
Blessed leave all.
Travel safe.
Take care.
Blessed solstice to everyone.
Travels, everybody.
Blessed solstice.
Blessed solstice. Bye. Stay safe, everyone. Namaste.
Thank you. Blessed solstice.
Be well.